record that. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for being on the call, like I say, in the middle of the day and just kind of lining things up for the month. And importantly, you know, we're about 90 days out from convention, and I thought it was really important to kick off today's call with a little bit of perspective on some things that I'm pretty excited about and want to share with you, you know, my view of where things are. And, you know, I don't often get into kind of motivational stuff or try to get too big or too heavy or too hypey on things, but I really, really, really think we're at an important moment with the company. And, you know, the analogy that I want to use here today is I feel like we're about at the second stage of a rocket. And I feel like there's some new energy that's going to be building coming out of convention, and that I want to acknowledge that the first stage of the rocket was pretty awesome for lots of people, that many of you, if not all of you, earned more income in Purium in the last few years than you ever have in network marketing before, and that for many of you, you earned as much or more than you ever earned in any business than you ever have before. And so it's been a really, really successful and oftentimes magical run. We've helped so many people and done so many great things, and I'm really proud. I'm really proud to be a small part of this movement that we've created and this fresh, exciting company. But with that said, it feels like the first stage of the rocket is kind of coming to an end, and that we have done a lot, accomplished a lot, learned a lot, and that it's time for the second stage of the rocket to take off. And that's really what I feel like is going to happen at convention. And so one of the things that we've decided to do to signal that and to signify that, and I'm really happy that Dave and Amy are willing to invest in this, is we're going to be taking a fresh look at our brand and the brand personality that we have and try to create graphically a cleaner, brighter, more active, more approachable look, even starting with our logo. So we're going to keep the name Purium for sure, but we want to take the best of what we've done, and we actually went to an outside design firm, and they're a high-end design firm. I've worked with them before. They've done a lot of work in the industry, in the network marketing industry, in the nutrition industry, in the lifestyle industry. So they've worked with some really high-end lifestyle brands like Teva Sandals. They work with Fortune 500 companies. I mean, this is a high-end, serious branding company. And we asked them to take a fresh look at who Purium is and to help us with this second stage of the rocket, to help us blast off and to, you know, take the best of what we had, but importantly, put a new face on where we're headed. And I would even go so far as to say that my feeling is in this second stage of the rocket that we're going to be shifting from a manufacturing company that happened to produce products and happened to sell products to really a superfoods company, a company that's a leader in a growing and emerging market that happens to manufacture, that happens to make the products and have this farm-to-family delivery system to make it happen, but that the new investment that we're going to be making, really in some ways the first-time investment that we're going to be making in sales and marketing, will really be great. So we grew this totally bootstrapped from a company perspective, very bootstrapped from a field perspective, and I appreciate all that Dave and Amy have done in really never saying no to us when we wanted a new video, when we wanted a new website, when we wanted a new, whatever it may be. They have been and continue to be really, really generous as far as giving us resources to continue to move forward. But the reality is, from a sales and marketing staffing standpoint, we've been understaffed since the beginning, and they just signed off on a new designer, a new writer, and some sales support on the event side as well. So we're going to be beefing up our internal sales and marketing staff and then using this fantastic outside branding company to help us to take a fresh look at who we are and what we do. So I can say with great confidence that as we boost off this second phase of the rocket, that you're going to start to see stuff at convention that will look better than it has before, and that importantly throughout the next 12 to 18 months and beyond, that you're going to see that we're going to take everything, our labels and our websites and everything, to another level. So I think that's a big, big idea, and an important idea is to say we've done great with what we've had. You've done great with what we've had. The sales and marketing team internally has done great with what we've had. But, you know, from an emotional standpoint, from an energy standpoint, from a personality and a branding standpoint, I think we really understand who we are and that we want to capture that in a more consistent way. And then as far as, you know, convention goes, I think we plan on delivering a lot of meat as well. So that's kind of the high-end emotional excitement piece. But, you know, we really want to double down on the stuff that's been working. We want to improve our language and simplify our message around Core 3. You know, we want to double down on our healthy happy hours with a new video. So we have a bunch of great videos, but it's a little bit confusing, and I don't think everyone's on the same page. And if we get one awesome video for healthy happy hours, we'll be in better shape. We're initiating a social media guide with sound concepts that's going to get everybody on the same page as far as what our best practices are in social media. So we want to double down on social media. And we're even going to be doing new sampling. You know, we've got this biodegradable film that we've been talking about for a year or so. And believe it or not, you know, that's going to come to a reality where we're going to be, I believe, the first company out there that has biodegradable samples, which, you know, should make you feel good as you hand out a product. And we're working on some taste improvements for some products as well. So, you know, we should have some new products, but most importantly, doubling down on the messaging and the method of operation that's worked for us with Healthy Happy Hour, social media, Core 3, and the sampling will be a new way of doing business as well, to add on to, not instead of, but to add on to what's there. So I'm really confident from a company standpoint that we've got some good things going on and that we are, you know, ready to take the business to the next level. And from a personal standpoint, I really hope that all of you are in that mentality and in that mindset as well, that, you know, you've had a great run with this first stage of the rocket and that you deserve it, that you deserve the rank that you have. And even if you're not re-ranking at that rank, that's fine. Things happen in cycles in business all the time, and you deserve to be crowned, and that all of you have the leadership ability and the skill ability, and you've proven it, and that we're going to make that path easier as we come out of convention. And that importantly, you know what's possible, that we've seen what it feels like to run fast, and it's fun, and it's exciting to help lots of people not only get healthier, but to make money. And so, you know, I'm really excited for you to make that same mental shift into the second phase of the rocket for you to figure out how you can take yourself to a higher level, to learn what you did and what worked, and to get rid of what didn't work, to the point where you're ready to take your business to the next level. And you know, leaders lead, you know, and this is the moment where I think we need to all together as a community of leaders plug into some new motivation and embrace that we've done a great job, but we've got to rip off that rearview mirror. And we've got to say, you know what, we can create a future that's not only as good as what the first stage was, but is better, that's built on the back of the first stage, is built on top of the great people and leadership that we have in place, that's built on top of the gift card marketing system and some of the things we've already done. So stage one is for pioneers, and all of us on this call are pioneers, some, like Ian, maybe more of a pioneer than others, but the bottom line is certainly anybody who's been in the business and gotten a crown over the last 3 years, you've been a pioneer, and that we've done more right than wrong, and that our brand and our company should be proud of who we are, but we shouldn't be afraid to change and advance and move forward and to get into that second phase. And so it almost feels like, you know, my background's in sports. It almost feels like, you know, we were the company that we were the team that got to the playoffs out of nowhere. Like our first year, we're like an expansion team, and boom, we made it to the playoffs. We made it to the playoffs our next year, and suddenly, you know, expectations were super high. And then it feels like, you know, maybe the last 6 to 12 months, we didn't make it to the playoffs, and that's disappointing. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes to be out of the playoffs. But the reality is that we've done the hard work and we've built the culture and we've done the right things to the point where we've set the table now where we can be champions, and that if we learn from what we've done in the past, this second stage is really where it gets fun, where we can go from, you know, 3, 4 million a month to 10, 20 million a month and really start to see some people, you know, get to a 7-figure a year income. And that's going to happen. You know, that's going to happen over the next couple of years when we go into this second phase of momentum is that we're going to see, you know, I think mostly from this call, but hopefully also some new leaders emerge that are really going to make some things happen. And so I want to tell a little story. I may have told it kind of quickly in passing on one call before, but I want to tell it in its full beauty because it really was a beautiful thing for those who were there. It was really cool. You know, every Sunday morning at Diamond Club, we do a drum circle. And it's really interesting to see. It's a great team-building exercise when we do the drum circle because everybody has their own different energy around it. Some people are really playful, and therefore they're really excited, whether they're good at drumming or not good at drumming. And some people love music, and other people are really fearful because it's something that they've never done formally or don't know how to do. And so you've got, you know, everybody approaches it differently, and it's so good to get people out of their comfort zone and to try and to experience something that's different. But you know, the reality is that people settle in and they start. And one of the things we did differently in this last Diamond Club drum circle was about midway through, we gave people the option to switch instruments or even to switch seats. And so some people stayed where they were, but some people switched instruments and other people, switched seats. And if you've been to the drum circle before, you know that, you know, there's all kinds of drums and shakers and different instruments and stuff that you can play. And so it was interesting. After we were done with the whole thing, we did a little bit of a debrief and said, hey, did you like it, and what did you like, and what did you learn? And there's a woman named Fiorella who's from Maryland, I believe, or Virginia, but I think she's from Maryland. And Fiorella said a really, really powerful thing. She said, you know, when I first came into the drum circle and saw it and whatever, and it was set up, I was really intimidated. And I sat on the outside. And I took a little instrument. And that's really all I felt like worthy of, and that's all I felt I could do, and you know, I didn't want to make a lot of noise. And then when we switched midway, I was looking around, and suddenly this big drum called, you know, kind of called my name. And it was in the inner circle, it was in the middle. It was like, you know, kind of in the main stage, if you will. And she ended up kind of, we were done playing musical chairs, and she just plopped down and sat there, and she said, you know what? You know, if I'm going to take the big drum and I'm going to be in the inner circle, then I got to step up. You know, this is my time to step up and to let go and to be the best leader I can be, you know, because I've got the big drum in front of me. And so I thought it was such a great visual analogy of this idea of, you know, where you want to be in our circle. You know, we've got the crowns. Our crowns have this circle. And, you know, we have some people that are on the outer edges and some people that are on the inner edges, but this is the time where we're resetting where you want to sit in the circle because we're going to have this next phase of momentum and next phase of leadership and next phase of, you know, who's ready to rise up. And so I think that's the question that I ask each of you is, are you ready to get in the inner circle and grab the big drum? You know, and it doesn't matter what your rank is today. Everybody on this call has the opportunity to be a Royal Crown, and everybody has the opportunity to get a seven-figure income, and everybody has the opportunity to grab that big drum. And if you do, then I think it's going to be a very, very exciting 18 months, you know, 2 years, however long that run is going to run, where our second phase of our rocket is going to happen. And I think it's really going to be triggered based upon, you know, what happens leading into convention and what happens coming out of convention. So, you know, that was a little bit of my story and also maybe some of my training. I've got a couple other ideas too. But what I want to do is open it up if, you know, anybody has any comments. I'm just going to go ahead and put it into Q&A mode so you can hit *6 if you want to share something about that as far as where we are, second phase of the rocket and, you know, that little drum story.
Hey David.
So Dave.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to make a couple comments, if it's okay, Dave. I think, first of all, I appreciate the transparency and your perspective on things because I kind of agree. I mean, this is the quote-unquote second stage. I mean, nothing goes up straight up forever. And, you know, I mean, to put things in perspective, I got a call this morning from a gentleman named Garrett McGrath. I know you know Garrett, Dave. He's an industry professional. He's also the president of the ANMP, the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. This is a guy that I consider a true leader in this profession. I look at him as a servant leader. And the first, actually, we spent almost a half an hour talking about Purium. And this was unsolicited, mind you. I mean, he really wanted to lay some thoughts out. This is a guy who, you know, is probably more dialed into the landscape of network marketing than anybody based on his role as the president of the ANMP. And I just want to share a couple of his comments. I mean, he was really, and it's kind of interesting when a person from the industry calls and genuinely is excited about another company or a group of leaders within a company, you know, he kind of focused on a couple things. Number one, he you know, was talking about our product offering. And I think we all know on the call what it is. It's unique, it's clean, it's in demand. And I like what you're saying, David, about, you know, going from a manufacturing company, you know, just producing products to a superfoods company that happens to have a manufacturing arm, because he did focus on that. I mean, he really highlighted that, and I think it's important for everybody to understand that there are very few companies in network marketing that can actually say that. Number two, he really kind of championed and acknowledged our marketing plan. And I think, you know, I think it's important to realize that, yeah, I mean, as far as the gift cards are, we're the only company and remain the only company, and probably will remain the only company to have this gift card marketing. So hats off to you, Dave, with that concept and where it's really, you know, gotten us over the last couple of years. But what we also kind of talked about was, you know, there are not every company has the ability to share their program via social media effectively. And that's the future of marketing. It's certainly the future of marketing within this industry. So we got to feel really good about that. But at the same time, you know, we have been able to get belly to belly with people through our Healthy Happy Hour concept. And, you know, I didn't say this to them, but we all know that, you know, we're making some adjustments, getting a new video and some tools and making it much cleaner coming out of convention. But the other piece that he really mentioned that I think is probably the most important was that, you know, he knows a bunch of leaders from our business. I mean, myself, Brandy, Holly, we're going to be speaking at this year's conference. It's coming up in 3 weeks. And, you know, he's a very intuitive person. And he acknowledged, again, unsolicited, that we've done a great job in creating the right culture and community, you know, within our organization. So, you know, we could talk about culture and community all day long. My message, and I didn't really say this to him, but my message to everybody on this call is that I think we still have some work to really advance that culture and advance that community. And I'd like to see us, I think we've done a pretty good job of it so far, but I'd like to see us really enhance the servant leadership aspect, you know, of that culture. I think it's really important. And then the last thing that I'll share that, you know, he said before we got into other topics was he really looked at Purium as one of the few companies that had really a lot of room for major upside. I mean, independent of where the current sales are, major upside, because we're still kind of under the radar. And I can tell you this for a fact, because I still go to a lot of these industry events and talk to a lot of people, and even in my prospecting efforts, people still aren't necessarily aware of who Purium is. So I think that should give us all a good feeling as to the fact of where we are, you know, in the marketplace. You know, you talked about the magical run we had, David. I think I just want to echo what you said. I mean, everybody has had some major accomplishment on this call. As a matter of fact, I think the majority of you, if not all of you, have made more money, you know, in Purium than you ever made in any of your previous networking businesses. I mean, when I say more money, I know there's some people on the call have been in the industry as long, and in some cases longer than I, but I mean, what I mean is at some point over this first run that we had, your high watermark, your check, your highest check for any particular month is probably not only the highest check you ever earned from network marketing, but in a lot of cases, it's the highest check you ever got in a month for doing anything. You know, work-wise, you know, traditional work or not. So I say that, but I want you all to really be proud of that accomplishment. And so should your diamonds, incidentally. I know this is a leadership call here, but, you know, there are a lot of diamonds, I think, that should probably hear this message, and I think it's our job to kind of, you know, lay that out as we move forward. So, you know, we're in position to put Purium on the map. The next leg of growth is clearly ahead. I agree with what you're saying there. But the big question, I think, is, A, do you want to be part of it? And, B, what's your role going to be? You know, I know I'm ready, Dave. And the good news is for anybody who's a big thinker within this business is that the big money's earned during the momentum phase, and it's still in the future. I mean, I know that word momentum is used so loosely in this business, and we've had some massive growth spurts. I don't know if I would call any of that momentum by any stretch. So that's all in the future. And, you know how the saying goes, the price for success is paid in advance. And I think you used the word pioneer, David. It's we are pioneers. And in some respect, you know, pioneers take a bunch of arrows in the back along the way. But when they get to the mountaintop, things are great. So with that said, I'll just share with everybody what I'm focused on. And my immediate vision is 2017. In other words, what can be in 2017? And every great leader, honestly, is always looking ahead in some capacity. And I think the next 6 or 7 months will dictate that 2017. As a matter of fact, I know it will. And I think it's going to come in 3 stages. I've been sharing this a lot with the leaders on our team. There's always, as you always say, David, there's the activity that happens before an event. There's the activity that happens at an event, and then there's the activity that happens after the event. And I think what we're focused on right now is the next 3 months, we're going to pump up the IPAs. I mean, as leaders and as teams as a whole, we got to keep to the income-producing activities. Number two, we got to keep to the basics. You know, this isn't a time to macro-manage things. I think a lot of times, you know, it's very comfortable to get in that role, but I don't think now is the time. So I'm telling leaders, I'm telling brand new distributors for that matter, advance your business. And the only way you can advance is by either helping others advance coupled with your own personal activity and your personal enrollment. So that's the next 90 days and basically driving, you know, the attendance at that event. Secondly, you know, there's the event itself. We have an advisory board meeting next week. We've got a killer agenda. We've got a lot of great initiatives. I don't need to echo what you said, David, but here's the thing. To have a successful event, everybody on this call needs to bring their leadership A game. And I really mean A game, the best you can bring. It's all going to start that Diamond Leadership meeting that we're going to have on that Thursday. I'm going to take the lead in helping, you know, put that together. So that's a success for all of our Diamonds. And it's really going to set the tone for the event itself. Obviously, there's the content of the event, which is going to be great. And then there's the campaign coming out of the event. And quite frankly, I think that's one of the things we were lacking last year. We really didn't have a campaign coming out. We had this kind of tour, if you will, but it didn't work. And I don't need to go into why it wasn't as effective, I should say. But the campaign coming out of the event is going to be important. And then there's the three or four months after the event. And the truth of the matter is, you know, we can't make ourselves the issue. You know, if you sit and try to, you know, change or drag, you know, your old leaders to be those people for the next wave, some will step up, some will, but some won't. And that's the phase where we need to attract the next, you know, the next wave of leadership, and that ultimately will set the tone for 2017. So, you know, your future, my future, the company's future, just like your past, it'll be dictated by three things. Our mindset, currently, going into the event, at the event, and coming out of the event. Number two, our leadership, our posture, how we conduct ourselves. And last but not least, Dave, you know, the action that we take as individuals. You know, some are going to take it, some are not, but I'm definitely going to take it. Because the opportunity, because I was actually inspired by Garrett's comment. I think they were spot on. And when you have an outsider that can lay out that objective stuff, it really sometimes, you know, knocks the cobwebs out of your head from time to time. And that was really good. So appreciate you letting me share on this call, Dave. I'm pretty excited and looking forward to next week.
Yeah. Well, hey, that was really, really perfect as far as. At least what I needed to hear back, so I appreciate that. Anybody else?
David,
David, yeah,
David, it's Brandy. I got to jump off right after David Scoltetti. I loved everything the two, both of you just shared right now and what David just shared. And I don't know, Garrett must have had a really, really just amazing conversation with David Scoltetti because I got on the phone with Garrett after he talked to David, and Garrett was singing praises about Purium. He was just like, I thought I was going to sign him up. But anyways, I mean, serious, he was singing praises. He said, I just talked to someone with David Scoltetti. I think Purium should be on the, you know, on the mark. And, you know, I think it should be, it was just amazing. So I just want to kind of go off with some notes that, you know, what you brought out, David, and what Scoltetti brought out. I totally loved how you said, you know, you brought to our attention that the successes we had up until this point are huge successes. And I know you say it all the time, but this time it really did settle. I mean, every one of us on this call, I can definitely speak for myself. I know it is a fact for my team members, and I'm sure it's the same for many of our other crowns on this call. But, you know, in these past 3 years, 2 years, I've achieved things that I've never been able to achieve in this industry, period, or in my life. I mean, yeah, I've made the most money, but not even just that. It's like I've experienced the most first-time experience in these last 3 years. And that's what I live for. Like, I live for newness, and I live for these first-time experiences, because I know that when I experience first-timers, I know I'm growing. I'm not doing the same thing. So, like, you know, first time I ever got on stage as a top income earner, first time I was featured on a company video, first time I had my own team event where everybody at that event was in my own organization and showed up for it. You know, first time I had my own, you know, my own leadership event where I got together with my leaders and we really felt like we were arm to arm together, and I really felt like we were a community building together. I mean, it's so much first timers, and it's all because of Purium. No question. It's Purium that created this opportunity for me and for all of us to be able to experience these things. So it's just huge, huge things, right? And then, like you said, we're like, hit it out of the park, and then, you know, we all hit our rank. So for one star, two star, three star, five star, royal crown. Everyone on this call, we're crowns. And we hit our ranks, and then, you know, we maybe got to a certain point where it was kind of like, okay, you know, what's going on? So I'm not even coming from the standpoint of, like, I'm a royal crown and somebody else is a one star. Like, if we're on this call right now, we shot for a rank and we busted our butts to get there, and we're all achievers. And what I do know about achievers is that what can be frustrating for achievers is it's not about not getting to the next rank. It's about the feeling of not, you know, moving forward, or feeling like the forward progression is slower than what it was. But it's a great reminder of what you've shared is that, you know, we may feel, or I may feel, like it doesn't even matter if I'm a royal crown, I still want to move forward, period. You know, I still want to move forward, and it doesn't matter where I'm at. If I'm not moving forward, I'm not happy with it. So what you reminded me of is that, you know, we are moving forward. You know, we are moving forward. And there's a concept that I've learned, you know, through building, and it's like the concept of subconscious competence, or excuse me, unconscious competence and conscious competence. So a lot of magic in the world happens through what's called unconscious competence, and that's like when you really don't even know what you're doing. Those are like the pro athletes or the amazing musicians that couldn't even like teach a person how to do what they do because they don't even know what they do themselves. And then there's conscious competence. But a lot of times the amazing stuff happens through subconscious competence. And then conscious competence are people who can still be really good at what they're doing and share it with others, but it's still on a conscious level. So sometimes it doesn't always tap into that deeper, inspiring level. So, you know, what I see is that, you know, I'm talking for myself, like, you know, we came in and it was just like we were doing what we loved. We were having so much fun. We're meeting so much people. And we just went with it, and it just happened. So there was a lot of magic created from this, like, unconscious competence. Even though we knew, you know, systems, still, whatever happened was just this combustion of magic that happened because it was all inspiration. But I really do believe that, you know, the people who can win the best in anything are the ones who can take their unconscious competence, articulate it out, and then create conscious competence through it, which is what I feel like we've done. Like, coming out of National Convention last year, like, you know, we went into our run. We all know what we did. We traveled around. We did Ignite. We know. And I think that was the beginning of us trying to figure out what happened. Like, figure out. Like, we're actually like, okay, as a leadership team, we have to, you know, ground ourselves, put our heels in the dirt, and, like, what is it that we did? And I truly believe that we're in the process of figuring it out. We came out of National Convention. We did that run. We all got super tired. But come out of January, one of the most amazing things came out of it. We got the program that's going to sustain longevity, retention, in our company, which is the Core 3 program. And, you know, hats off to everyone on this call, because we've basically been selling something that is not even really anything. It's like, you know, we've been in the field selling a Core 3 program, just trying to figure it out, you know, trying to piece it together how it's all going to work in our own markets, knowing that the number one thing that's most important is retention in our business. And you know what, for the past 6 months or 4 months, whatever it's been, I think we've done a great job at it with basically no marketing materials, no video, you know, basically all the marketing materials and everything was still centered around something called a 10-day transformation, which, you know, can be very confusing. So I feel like everybody's done a great job, and I feel like we've done really well with trying to, you know, put that on the table of trying to figure out what it is that's, you know, going to be working. And I think it's going to culminate a convention. That's what I feel. I feel that we're in this 90-day run now. It's a very short window to kind of get everybody together to bring everybody to National Convention, because we all got to get to National Convention. We've got to get there. Everybody got to get there, no matter what, on everybody's team. That's it. So we get to National Convention, and I feel like, you know, from National Convention forward, you know, magic is going to happen again. And on a personal level, you know, David Scoltetti talked about IPAs, getting into income-producing actions, going back to the basics, into personal momentum. You know, I'm committed myself personally to bringing on a completely new tier of business. And I would encourage every single crown on the line to go out and do the same thing. And when I say a completely new tier of business, I mean a completely new group of people that are not even under anybody else in your team. Like a completely new group of people that are direct to us, that we can start seeing come up in the company, diamond, green diamond, blue diamond, that are new faces and new names. So I also, you know, I'm in gratitude when I see everybody in the company. I see all the crowns, you know. When I see rank advancements of new faces and new names that are coming up, no matter where they're on the company, I am in total gratitude for that. So I want to say thank you to every one of you who are out there, you know, being the leaders that you are, because we need our company as a whole to grow. We need our company to grow. And if I could leave this, you know, kind of at one thought is I am committed 1,000% to going out and going into personal recruitment level. You know, just going back into the basics and focusing on bringing new leadership to the line so all of our teams can grow. We can all benefit from the energy. But, you know, something I've been really focusing my mind on, well, not focusing my mind on, but it's been training that I've been building the way I look at things from, is personal momentum, team momentum, and company momentum. So it's really interesting that Scully talked about, you know, the concept of momentum, because people talk about it all the time. Company momentum, we're going into momentum, we haven't gone, blah, blah, blah. It's like this urban legend of company momentum, when people are going to be falling out of the sky, that we got to catch them with an umbrella. Sure, we love that, but, you know, the truth is, even when those times come, you know, they're like a flash. So what I've been doing is going backwards with my team and really trying to instill in people the mindset that it's all about personal momentum. And that's something that Scoltetti has taught me over and over and over. When we make the decision to go into personal momentum ourselves, and then when we do it with our team, and then when we have other teams doing it, okay, so personal momentum is my own momentum. When I have like 10 people on my team and we're all committed to creating our own personal momentum, then right there you have team momentum. And then when you have a bunch of these teams in a company that are all committed to creating personal momentum and team momentum, then that's when company momentum is created. And I'm hoping to see that, and I know it's going to happen, and I'm here and I'm committed to the movement. So I want to thank all the crowns for being here. I want to thank Scully and Lit for having this call.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that. Thank great you. Share, Brandy. Good stuff. Go ahead, Marina. Marina.
Sorry, my phone's about to die, and I just wanted to share really quickly because, you know, I thank you to Brandy and David. I mean, I feel like I just got a full-blown training from you guys, so I appreciate that. I just want to go back and tell you guys, like, I'm going to talk from me and from Rachel and what we've been seeing. And we went back to realize why we enrolled in Imperium, and it makes me think about our stories and think about all the crowns that came before us stories, and Holly sticks out to me the most. We were feeling when we said yes to Imperium, and we were in that state that Brandy was just talking about, where we were growing so fast because we were so inspired. And people move mountains when they're inspired. And that's why I feel like Rachel and I moved mountains when we first came in our first 90 days, because we were so inspired. That's what we wanted to do. And I feel like that's what we're doing with our team, and what we want to continue to, like, just spread like wildfire is the why. Is the why, Purium? Why yes to network marketing? And when I, last year, I mean, I got uninspired. I'll just be real with you guys. I literally was I was exhausted. I felt like I did 90-day runs every 4 days. I felt like we were in a constant run, and it was creating anxiety, and I wasn't in the state of being so happy of being a two-star crown. When we first hit two-star crown, I was exhausted. You know, we were only in the company for 6 months. We were so tired, and we lost that inspiration. We lost that amazing feeling of love and of compassion, and we were just focusing on numbers, and we were so structured and so blueprinted, and here's the system, and we were kind of like just getting it in our distributors' heads, like, this is what you got to do, this is what you got to do, let's do it fast, fast, fast. And we've kind of taken a step back, and we're growing because we're feeling, we're listening, and we're re-inspired ourselves to go back out and re-inspire others, because it's the only way we're going to create personal momentum or the company momentum. Think about a convention when Dave Sandoval spoke last year. How many of your distributors were talking about it? They were inspired to go out and sell more product. So I feel like we have to find that inspiration of why to do the business and why network marketing. And all of our stories are so powerful. I mean, I get chilled when I think of Geralyn and Arna's story, when I think of Holly's story, when I listen to Sonia's story, when I listen to Rachel's and Cindy's, and I'm so inspired by all of you. That was the reason I said yes. And so our stories are going to go make those other brand new tiers or people or whatever say yes. So get yourself, like, this is what I'm doing. I'm getting myself to get re-inspired again so I can go out there and just be in that state of inspiration and empowerment and help others. So I feel like if we can just find that's what we're missing. We know how to build a business. We all know how to get the crown in under 2 years. We've all done it. We already know how to do that. We just have to get out there and do what we first did when we came in, and it was the why. Apple, literally, they relaunch their business all the time. They go flat, they relaunch. They go flat, they relaunch. Why can't we do the same thing? So I just wanted to share that.
Nice. Well, that's great comments, Marina, and I appreciate that. And yeah, it is that balance between the inspiration and motivation with the mechanics and the basics. And I agree with you. I think that as a company overall, you know, we probably got a little too mechanical and lost our way on the inspiration a bit. So it's a really good grounding. So Sonia, did I hear you? Did you want to go next?
Yeah, I would like to say something too and weigh in. Thank you, Brandy, Marina, and Dave Fulcetti, that you guys are all so inspiring. And David Litt, I wanted to thank you so much for everything you said and the acknowledgement of the leaders on this call and how hard everyone has worked. And like Brandy said, we're all achievers and we get frustrated when we're not moving forward and we start to feel tired and we start to feel worn down. So feeling appreciated, having that acknowledgement from you is really important, because the numbers in the back office are not always indicative of the work that's going on and how hard everybody is working. But I also wanted to thank you and Dave and Amy for evaluating and adjusting and always tweaking to get us better and better as a company. So I think, you know, yeah, we were disjointed coming out of convention last year, and the tour that we did, you know, could have gone either way. Sounded like a great idea. So that's a great learning experience. And I don't feel that we're disjointed at all now. You know, we had a little bit of confusion beginning of this year with Core 3 and the transformation, but I feel like we're really, really honing it in where we're going to have the retention. We're already seeing the improvement. We've got the transformation. The 10-day transformation is sexy. We still have that. But we've got the retention vehicle with Core 3, and having the new video that comes out is going to make it so much easier for everybody to just duplicate and be like one big well-oiled machine. So I just want to thank you and Dave and Amy so much for that. And I wanted to just say, too, that, you know, we're always telling our teams how it's so important to be consistent. It's so important to be focused. So I think for us as leaders, we've got to really raise the bar with that and show how consistent we are, how passionate we are, how focused we are, because we're leading the example, for leading by example for them. And I, as far as Purium as a company, like, we have not scratched the surface yet. We haven't even gotten close. People, so many people have not heard of us. I was out today prospecting with some new team members, and everywhere we went, you know, they wanted to go to some health professional offices. We were so well received. People lit up. They were so excited about what we were telling them, and they had never heard of us before. And that's the beauty. You know, we appeal to such a wide gamut from anybody, like the everyday person, whoever it is, to the ultra purist. We cover all of it. We cover all the bases with what we have. We have the most amazing compensation plan. And I'm talking to other people, too, that are in other companies that are have been very, very, excuse me, very successful in other companies, and hearing horror stories from these people about what's happening, you know, with their checks and with their comp plans, what these companies are doing to them. So I'm just convinced more than ever we're in the right place, and I'm so excited for what's ahead of us. So I just wanted to thank you all so much.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Sonia, and that's awesome that you're out there, you know, with your team, you know, talking to new people and sharing the story. You know, that's inspiring. Four-star crown, you know, putting in that kind of work. I want to share one more quick thing. We'll open up for maybe one or two more. You know, Dave Scoltetti talked about Garrett and, you know, having third-party validation. I can say this, too. You know, I get a lot of really strong, really positive third-party validation from JJ at Sound Concepts, and he and I have a pretty good relationship to the point where he's very honest with me, I'm very honest with him, and, you know, we're starting up this social media guide, and he just said, hey, your leaders are like rock stars. They're like better than Isagenix leaders, and Isagenix is a billion-dollar company. So, you know, he is as positive and bullish on our company. Like, if he could buy stock in Purium, he would buy a ton of stock in Purium, because he just knows, you know, we're ready to take that next step. And, you know, as Brandy said so well, you know, it's frustrating for all of us. All of us are super achievers that we haven't been moving forward in the last 6 months to a year, but we're about to. There's no question we're about to. So it's exciting. So if one or two more people want to share, and then I want to give an update or two.
Hey, David, Michael here.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
hey,
good.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everyone. Man, all these great crowns on the call, and David, Marina, Brandy, Sonia, golly, you guys, that energy that you all project, the love, the compassion, that's you know, I find that there's nothing's gone wrong in Purium. It's just the evolution of a great company. And every company has their evolution. And we are so special and so gifted. And there's only one David Sandoval, one Amy, one David Litt, one Scalpetti, one Brandy, and one other 26 other crowns that are happen to be crowns in Purium. And I went to a lot of regionals over the last 4 months, and I saw a lot of soon-to-be crowns at these regionals. So we're in great shape. And as David Scalpetti was saying, and Brandy and everybody, it's just a matter of just breathing, loving, and keep following the duplicatable systems that we have. And we have the best message. We have the best products. We have the best comp plan. And we have the best people. So it's all in place. And I've been around this industry a while, and there is no other Purium in sight. And there hasn't been. So what we offer is life-changing and so important to our people on this planet. And, you know, so everyone just get out there. And, I mean, Lucy and I are heading for D.C. next week, and we're going to hit five little cities and do five little home presentations. And we're excited as can be, and building up towards the convention. And so I just want every crown, though. I know I've met every crown on this call pretty much. And the energy and the passion and the fullness of spirit that I see from every one of you, oh man, we're just turning, we're putting in another gear, and I like how David Litt, the great guy that he is, and says this is our second, you know, that next rocket is taking off, and believe me, this rocket is going to the moon and back, and creating a whole new opportunity for what we represent in this industry. So, David, I just can't Lucy and I can't thank everyone on this call. We're one team. We care about each other, and we know we might be on different teams in the company, but we're really one team. And the sooner we all embrace just oneness and let the love out completely to everyone, 100%, then everybody's team just blossoms and grows. And so we're in a great place. I am so grateful to be part of this. So thanks,
awesome.
David Litt.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Michael. I really appreciate it, and you know, appreciate you and Lucy getting on the road and flying across the country and being out in D.C. and, you know, working with some emerging people, and that's what leaders do. So, well, here's what I'd like to do, because I try to keep these calls to an hour. I mean, it felt like, you know, we were at a really important point, and so I'm glad that, you know, we had an opportunity to hear from some of our crowns, and appreciate Dave and Brandy and Michael and Sonia and Marina all sharing, and, you know, I'm sure that all of you have stuff to say, but what I'd like to do, if I could, is just over the last 10 minutes or so of this call to quickly go through what's on our agenda for the Field Advisory Board face-to-face meeting next week. So I think most of you know, and for those of you who don't, we do once a year a face-to-face Field Advisory Board meeting. We try to put it about 90 days out from convention, because at that point we have definitely enough idea of what it is that we're going to be introducing and launching, but still have enough time to make adjustments, you know, if necessary. And certainly the Field Advisory Board's been involved in, you know, coming up with the list and what we're working on. But I wanted to share with everybody kind of a quick overview of the topics that we're going to be tackling, and then if anybody has some comments on other things that we should cover, you know, that are totally off the list, please add them here on this call, or if time runs out, then you can always get with your Field Advisory Board member prior to the meeting, because we're meeting really Tuesday, Wednesday all day in Long Beach. So I'm going to go through it kind of quickly and talk a little bit. So we are planning producing a new video that really simplifies the language around Core 3 and puts all the pieces together of our presentation start to finish in a shorter manner than we did with our big 21-minute transformation experience video. So I'm not sure how many minutes it's going to be, and our plan is to break it into two pieces. So probably 6, 7, 8 minutes on product, probably 6, 7, 8 minutes on the opportunity with the gift cards, and some overview of the pack. So, you know, probably in total more like 15 minutes, but in two pieces. And I've done enough healthy happy hours, and you all have done many, many, many more than me, but it seems like that's always a more comfortable way to do it, is to show a video for 6, 7, 8 minutes and then break and talk and then show another piece. So that's kind of the game plan, and we're going to talk through, and I've got a rough script and outline we'll be walking through. We'll take a look at Prosper Magazine. We'll take a look at the tear pads and the enrollment page, and make sure that we've got, you know, all of our packs tightened up, lined up, and simpler. So we're really going to focus on making that healthy, happy hour concept, you know, super exciting and super focused. As I said, we're looking at doing some stuff with social media, and especially a social media guide, and that project's happening a bit independently, but we'll certainly touch base on social media. I'll give an update on our Purium brand if there's anything that I can share with as far as, you know, how that's coming together. And then we are looking at that sampling program with the environmental packaging. So, as I said, we're looking to double down on the things that have worked, healthy happy hours, social media, and, you know, introduce this new sampling concept. So I'll show some samples of what that's going to look like, talk about the products we're going to put in that, and importantly discuss, you know, what the pricing might be. We're really trying to get a low-cost sampling program that I think will make it easy for people to carry, you know, samples in their purse, carry samples in their planner, carry samples be able to use that as another way to meet and greet people. So we're definitely going to be spending time on the deliverables, and then we're definitely going to be talking about the agenda itself for the convention. So I'm going to be looking at the diamond training, as Dave Scoletti was talking about, and we really want to emphasize for Diamonds and Above to be there on Thursday afternoon to be part of that. And we'll be talking about, who the speakers are going to be, what subjects we're going to cover, how much time we're going to allocate, and then also we're doing breakouts. And I believe we talked about this on one of the previous calls, but at least the tentative game plan right now is to have 3 breakout rooms at convention, and we're planning on having 4 hours allocated for breakouts. So there'll be like 3 tracks. There'll be a track for kind of more of the beginning type of people, and the classes that we'll have in that room will be more of the ABC, how to prospect, how to make a list, how to hold a healthy happy hour, kind of more basic stuff. And then we'll have a middle track that'll be targeted more at, executives, diamonds, kind of middle-level people. And then we'll have a higher-end track that will be more targeted at color diamonds that will be more motivational stuff. So, we'll have some flexibility as to whether there are panels or other things, but in general, all of those breakouts will be run by Crowns, and we'll make the decisions as to who's doing what. So if you have a particular topic that you feel very passionate about for a breakout, please get with one of your field advisory board members and, put that in their head so they can bring it to the table and we can, debate it out. So we have, really 4 times 3 classrooms, 4 hours. We'll have 12 different breakouts, and that'll let us dig a little deeper into, maybe a subject like social media or something like that, where we can get into some of the nuts and bolts and get a bit more interactive. So we're going to cover all that at our field advisory board. We're also going to cover the fall schedule, as Dave Scoletti said, coming out of the meeting and the campaign and the promotion and the events that'll be coming out of convention is really important. So I think it was Sonia who said it, and I like the way she said it. We did the Ignite tour, and it could have worked or not worked. Either way, it wasn't a stupid idea. It just didn't work the way that we expected to, based upon where we were in the business. It was like we were kind of heading toward the end of phase one, and kind of overcommitted as to what we were trying to accomplish. And so, we just got to learn from that and figure out what's the best way to come out of convention and really maximize, those 90, 120 days so we can run into to the new year with a lot of momentum, more than we've had before. So we'll talk about communications. We'll talk about conference calls, even cover policies and procedures a bit, may even touch on compensation plan. So there's a lot to cover, but mostly it's going to be centered around the deliverables for the event, the agenda at the event, and the promotion and campaign coming out of the event. So we still have a few more minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and put this back into Q&A mode. And hold on one second. And if anybody has any comments about stuff that we should be discussing, go ahead and share. Or 6, you're going to have to.
Hey, David. It's Christine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead, Christine.
Hey, I just want to say a quick thing. Today, I know a lot of people were on Jerry's call about a week and a half ago or whatever, a week from this last Tuesday, where he did the talk about his father.
Yeah.
Today is his father's birthday.
Nice.
And I wanted to say, happy birthday. To Tom, and he's passed away like 37 years. But another thing is, when Jerry did that speech or that talk, he talked about number 2 was knowing where you are now and making the corrections to survive. So I just thought this whole call was really indicative of that, and I just wanted to, reach out and say, something for Jerry's dad. And that's it.
Awesome. Well, big happy birthday to Tom, and that was one of the most inspiring 10 minutes of awesome that was shared, and Jerry did a fantastic job, and I love the subject of raising the bar and making the adjustments. So, well, cool. Thanks for sharing that, Christine. I'm getting a little bit of background noise, so if you can hit mute if you're not talking, but if we got time for one or two more maybe people to jump in on the Field Advisory Board meeting or anything else you want to share before we wrap up? Anybody else? Star 6? All right, we're right at the top of the hour. I'm happy to cut it off if nobody else has anything to share. So if you have anything that you want to talk with me about, you're always welcome to give me a ring. And importantly, if you've got some stuff, some ideas, whether it's on the promotion coming out of campaign or any of the stuff that we should be doing at the convention or whatever, get with your field advisory board members, you know, that you're closest to, and make sure they have your agenda items, because here's the reality. Once we're done on Wednesday afternoon, we're going to be locked and loaded to execute whatever we're going to execute. So, you know, that video that we're going to do is going to be that video we're going to do. How we do the sampling program is going to be how we do the sampling program. What event schedule we have coming out is going to be the event schedule, because we're going to have our hands full for 90 days on the sales and marketing side to try to get everything done. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I believe it's going to be a true kickoff to phase two of the rocket. But, you know, we're just going to have to be unified as to what it is we're trying to accomplish. So Tuesday, Wednesday, all day face-to-face, that's your last opportunity to kind of put your ideas out there. And then after that, we're going to be heading to convention, and we'll see everybody there. We're almost at 600 people for convention. And, you know, importantly, everybody has an opportunity to go there for free. I mean, anybody can get to executive. Anybody can rank advance from where they were. You know, so work with those people that are consultants and directors, and you know, find the magic down there, or like Brandy said, go out and create some new tiers, create some new people, you know, right now going into convention, that are fresh, that are ready to hear the inspiration that we're going to share in Orlando. So thanks everybody for being on the call. I really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Love y'all.
Bye. All right. Bye, everybody.
Love y'all. Goodbye.